BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 18 through 23. All things are yours. Apostle Paul concludes the matter. No more boasting about men. All things are yours. Verse 21. When stating all things are yours, he is saying that God supplies many things, including people, the world, life, death, the here and now, and the future, to teach and equip his people. God gives all things for good and righteous purposes and plans he has in store for us. Sound familiar to another popular verse? Christians are not the servants of our teachers and shepherds. Jesus taught us that it is the other way around. Our teachers and shepherds are to serve us for the benefit of the church and those who will come to believe in the glory of God. If we are teaching others, we should not deceive ourselves into thinking we are better than others. Rather, I need to remember that I have only what God has given me, not for my benefit and glory, but for others' benefit and the glory of God. I am of Christ, and Christ is of God, and Christ was made subject to the Father, and will remain subject to the Father until everything is put under his feet. And I am subject to all.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the